Our scripture reading for this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew, the second chapter. Listen now for God's holy word. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For you shall come for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may go and pay him homage as well." When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. People of God, the grass may wither and the flowers may fade, but the word of our God remains and abides forever. Thanks be to God, and let all God's people say, Amen. When I was born, back in 1985, if you wanted to find some place new, you either needed directions from someone who knew the way, or you needed to use a real-life map. A map, for those of you who don't know, is a piece of paper. It's usually a large piece of paper that folds down to a smaller size. Maps show how roads and streets of a particular part of the world interact and connect and relate to one another. When I was born, back in 1985, my family, we didn't have a computer in our house. Our family minivan didn't have a GPS or a global positioning system. And the only phone we had was a large beige phone mounted on the wall of the kitchen with this long curly cord on it, right? So when I got my driver's license and needed to start finding my way out on the roads, our non-existent computer, our family minivan, and the beige phone gave me no assistance at all in finding my way. When I was 16, I took a girl out on a date for the very first time, and this meant that I needed to drive. I needed to find her house, her parents' house, right? And I needed to be able to get from her parents' house to the movie theater where we were going to have our date, and I needed to be able to do all of that navigating in reverse in order to bring her back home again and to get myself back to my parents' home at the end of the night. The date was on a Saturday evening, so that afternoon, my dad and I worked together to map out my journey. We worked together using the tools that we had, the resources that we had at our disposal to help me plan and find my way to my destination. We sat together at our family dining room table, and there my dad stretched out a map of Grand Rapids, Michigan, the city we were living in. And using the addresses that I had, we figured out where my date lived and where the movie theater was located. And then my dad, using the tip of his index finger, traced out the roads that would lead me to her house and to the movie theater, and then back home to her house and back to my parents' house at the end. Together, on a real-life paper map, we found my way. We used the tools that we had to plan my journey. In our scripture passage for this morning, the wise men find their way using the tools and the resources that they had at their disposal. They had something more wonderful than a paper map. They had a star which God had put in the sky to get their attention and to guide them to God's Son. The star communicated to the wise men that someone important had been born, a baby who would be a king. And the wise men followed the star. It led them first to a country, to Israel. And naturally, they assumed that the new baby king would be born in the capital of that country. And so they made their way to Jerusalem, to the palace of the current king, King Herod. And there they sought directions as to where the baby could be found. And so scribes and chief priests were called and were consulted. And they looked at the maps and the resources that they had. They turned to the scriptures and they found there what God had given them, the directions that said that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem of Judea. When the scribes learned this, perhaps they too took out real life maps, and perhaps they too traced with their fingertips the roads and the paths that would lead the wise men from Jerusalem down to the village of Bethlehem. And so it was that the wise men, with the directions in hand, they went on, and they continued to find their way with God's help. The star now went on ahead of them, and it stopped over the place where the baby had been born, and their hearts filled with joy. And the wise men found Jesus. They found him. They found Jesus. People of God, what God teaches us, what God reminds us of this morning, what I hear God telling us through this story is the fact and the reality that the God we know is a God who can be found and is a God who wants to be found. Our God is a God who wants to be found. Our God is a God who wants to be known. Our God is a God who, when we take the resources and the directions that we have at our disposal, the resources that we have at hand, when we take the maps and the stars and the guiding lights that God has put into our lives and given to us, when we ask for directions from those who might know the way better than we do, the roads to take and the paths to follow, the promise of the gospel and the example of the wise men reminds us that God can be found and that God wants to be found. God wants to be known. God sent Jesus Christ into this world so that we could know God better, more deeply, more richly, more fully. And after Jesus was born, God wanted people to meet him. And so God helped people to find him. God put a star in the sky. God showed the way. God wanted Jesus to be found. And guess what? Jesus was found. If we are feeling like our relationship with God isn't all that we want it to be, if we are feeling like we wish we knew God better, more closely, more intimately, if we are feeling a lack of God's presence in our lives, the story of the wise men following the star, asking for directions, following the road to Bethlehem, following that God-given light, searching out the place and finding the baby Jesus, God speaks to us powerfully through this story, reminding us that God can be found and that God wants to be found. All we have to do is to set out on the journey, to look, and the promise is that we will find the God who made us, the God who loves us, the God who has forgiven us, and the God who has become our Emmanuel, God with us. Back when I was 16, it was an extremely nerve-wracking experience to leave my parents' house with no computer, no GPS, and without that beige phone on the wall. I couldn't have imagined smartphones at that time. I was nervous when I left my parents' house for a whole lot of reasons. I was nervous because I was going out on a date for the first time. There would be a girl. Was I wearing the right clothes? Would we hold hands? You know, all the rest, right? But I was nervous that none of that would matter at all, because if I couldn't find her in the first place, then I was out of luck. What did I do? I took the directions and the resources that I had. I took the memory of the map that my dad and I had looked at together. I took the handwritten directions that we had scribbled out on a piece of paper, and I ventured out on that nerve-wracking road. And thankfully, that evening, I found my way. I found my way to my destinations. Jesus, after he had grown up and had disciples, he taught them, saying, "Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you." In our lives, as this new year dawns, if we desire a closer and a deeper relationship with Jesus and with God, the promise of the gospel is that God can be found and that God wants to be found. What we need to do is to look and to knock and to seek. What we need to do is to ask some directions, and then with God's help to venture out onto what might feel like uncharted territory for us, and trust that God will be there with us, guiding us to what we seek. The promise of the gospel is that with God's help, God can be found, and that God will be found. Thanks be to God. Amen.